Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's going on, what, a week now, Mitch? A week since the Cardinals have been dealing with this? I thought they were supposed to come back today. Postponed. Ruined Sunday night baseball with the Cubs. Way to go, Cardinals.
And James Strebel.
Strebel, I don't want to hear a damn word
What
from
a bum
you.
Team. What a bum team. The gateway to the West. Yeah, who wants to go there? I'll take a plane to the West.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's a Monday here on ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680 105.7. We got you another couple hours here till 6 o'clock. A little bonus hour coming your way. Reminder tomorrow, Royals and Reds. Wow, what a game to get you going. 6:10 pregame tomorrow between the Royals and Reds right here on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll have a little Clippers Nuggets, a little NBA action. Watched a nice amount of NBA over the weekend, and that's all presented by Barino's Pizza, UPS Jobs, and Caesar Southern Indiana. Pat 40 from Sports Illustrated, at by Pat 40. We love him. I assume, Pat, that you are back in town. I know last weekend you were in Colorado, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. I was last week in Colorado. I am back in town. I feel like I've been in the middle of a tornado all weekend, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. By the way, if you hear crinkling in the background, Pat, I got a and you're a beer drinker, so I don't know if you do this, but I spend probably too much money on, like, fancy pint glasses and stuff. So that's what I...
You got that, one?
Yeah, that's what
one?
Oh, yeah, this one was like $30. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous, Pat. Or this was $20. Yeah, it's from, like, a place called Hopglom. Don't ask. Listen, it's an addiction, Pat. What can I tell you? It's a dangerous
addiction. It's an addiction I can relate to.
Yes. So what were you doing in Colorado? Was it family time? I know you were pumping out content. Was it Sierra Nevada and fishing? What exactly did you get into?
A little family business out there.
Okay.
You know, nothing too remarkable.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I hear you. I'm with you. So Pat 40 with us. You mentioned it's a whirlwind. I guess give us an update where we stand right now. The Big Ten's going to meet tonight. Are they the linchpin in everything here? The ACC, Scott Satterfield, no doubt, has said his piece, doing a media tour, I think ESPN Radio, this afternoon. Where are we right now as we sit here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I think in spite of the intense PR campaign from so many different corners of college sports, we're still going to end up where we've said we were going to end up with, which is everybody canceling fall sports and college football in particular. That certainly was the way everything was headed last night. I don't think there's been enough to change it. You know, most of what these coaches are saying on Twitter and social media and interviews and stuff, they've already said in private. And
sure.
You know, so that's been taken into account. The Dan Patrick told me and said on the radio to show that, you know, he said the vote is 12-2 in the Big Ten in favor of shutting down the season. It would take a lot to turn that around. I don't see that happening. And yes, I think the Big Ten is the linchpin. If they go, I find it impossible to believe that anybody else is going to hold out. Maybe the SEC, maybe they just at least delay, drag their feet, dig in their heels for a while, but I still think at the end of the day, you would be asking one league to go ahead and play while nine other leagues say it's not safe. I don't see the university president is willing to take on that sort of burden.
For those on the outside, now listen, Greg Sankey and others, Mark Emmert and others, the last few weeks, you've had the story, Ross has had the story, Pete Thamel and many others have, you know, have had the quotes of and unnamed sources as well, that the college football season was in peril. But then we released a schedule and everyone got all excited and the SEC Network had a nice show to release that schedule, on the SEC Network and everything else. So for many people on the outside, this scene, you know, the MAC made their decision, then was like, okay, now we're not having college football. It seemed to be a whirlwind and it seemed to happen over a weekend. Timing wise, can you explain what happened this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed the same to me too.
Okay.
That's really, like, you know, I was, and this thing has just gone back and forth so many times, Andy, as we've talked about and talked about and talked about, that I really thought, okay, when the presidents are signing off on a schedule, they have an intent to want to play. You know, and so they want to at least try to get there. And then last week on Tuesday, Wednesday, I started getting calls like, hey, what's the Big Ten doing? We're hearing that the Big Ten doesn't want to play. And so you start looking into that, and then all of a sudden the MAC, of all places, the MAC becomes the chihuahua tail wagging the St. Bernard. And, you know, they vote, and Northern Illinois is the tail of the tail. And Northern Illinois says, we're not going to play. Even if you guys vote to play, we're not playing. And some other schools say, we're not playing either. Next thing you know, they're voting to cancel, and that's the first conference that says it's not safe. And once you start throwing it's not safe around, it's tough to then turn around and say, well, we need the money. So, you know, I think that that's kind of the trump card here. And I do suspect that the MAC knew which way the wind was blowing in the Big Ten and said, okay, we'll just go first and get ourselves ahead of it and look good. And then the Big Ten's going to go. And so that's kind of, I think, how we got where we are.
Pat Forty with us here on The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Pat, I have said, as angry as I am, and I understand, don't, you know, necessarily agree with things that Scott Satterfield said today, but I don't know. It's just like, I don't totally agree with that, but I'm also, I don't know. Can you explain, I guess, why I say, why the Big Ten, why they feel the way that they feel, and it seems like the other conferences, at least right now, don't have the conviction that they do?
Yeah, well, I don't know what Scott Satterfield said today, so you'll have to fill me in there. But, you know, the Big Ten's conviction, I think, I mean, you know, Kevin Warren, the commissioner, has been the guy all along that said, we may not play, you know, and it's got to be safe. And we are by no means guaranteeing we're going to go forward. Even when they released the schedule, they said that. So their stance has been consistent. I think the Pac-12 is basically right behind them. So I don't think the Big Ten is alone. And I would anticipate if, you know, if the Big Ten goes tonight, the Pac-12 is going tomorrow,
right?
I would think.
Right.
You know, why the others are looking at it differently? Well, I just think the priorities are different. And if anybody can withstand a year without revenue, it's the Big Ten. It would hurt like heck. But if you're making $55 million a year, you get a bridge loan to get you through till next year, and you start making your $55 million a year again. You know, there would be a lot of consequences. People would lose jobs, athletes would lose scholarships, sports would be cut. But, you know, I think that the Big Ten is looking at this and saying, we feel like this is what we need to do, and we have the, you know, the financial cachet to withstand it.
All right, Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680-1057. Scott Satterfield today had a Zoom teleconference, and he really took four or five questions. He was passionate, Pat. He was passionate is the best way for me to say it, with about playing in the fall and how his players are hurt. It was a lot of coach stuff, but it was also pent-up frustration. It was actually the most interesting that I have personally found him since he has been at U of L. We have like 2.5 minutes of him calling out other leaders of conferences, specifically the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, and maybe the MAC. This is about 35 seconds. I think this gives you the gist of what he said today. Go ahead, Mitch.
Again, I'll go back to what I mentioned earlier, and it's lack of leadership. You know, how do you put a plan together for months? You know, we all were in our house for 3 months. Plenty of time to put a plan together. And when you put a plan together, then you work your plan. So you plan your work and you work your plan. That's what we do as football. That's what, you know, that's what we do as leaders. Well, you have lack of leaders, then you plan it out and then you say, well, you know, we can't do that. We got to just shut the whole thing down. Well, that's a lack of leadership, in my opinion. So you plan your work and then you make slight adjustments when you need to make adjustments. And you make those adjustments and then you keep moving forward. The very easiest thing to do is to say, we're shutting down. That's the easiest thing to do. Hey, guys, we're shutting this thing down. We're not doing it. We can't do it. It's too hard. That's the very easiest thing to do.
Okay.
All right, so there we go. So, that Satterfield earlier today, Pat, what's your reaction?
Well, I disagree completely about how that's the easiest thing to do, given the fact that there are hundreds of millions of dollars in many, many jobs and many, many scholarships at stake. As I said, the hard thing to do is to shut it down. Now, I don't necessarily disagree with him as far as the lack of ability to have a plan and follow a plan, because, I mean, I think what we're looking at on the whole here is just an incredible lack of leadership across the college sports spectrum.
Right.
You know, nobody at the NCAA wanted these decisions. They refused to make them. They kept kicking them down the road. They finally handed it to a council that they thought would make the decision they wanted. But then things turned the other way, and now the conferences are going to decide anyway. The NCAA is completely useless in this situation. The conferences have vacillated back and forth all over the place. I think they have spent months on wishful thinking. If we do go to a spring schedule, I don't think anybody's prepared for it. I don't think there's been enough planning. I think that they're going to have to start all over, and that's going to be go back to a lack of planning. All this crap that we heard about, we have 18 to 20 models. No, you didn't. You had one model, and you hoped it would work, and now it's not going to work. And now what are you going to do?
They were hoping for a magic trick, Pat. They were hoping for a magic trick that this was going to clear up, and it didn't, and they're sitting there saying, what the bleep are we going to do? Right?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, you know, things were looking good into June, mm-hmm. and so they just settled on their course. Okay, here we go, and stopped making any contingency plans, and then everything turned in July. And now they're just caught flat-footed, and nobody other than the Mac, the little old Mac, wants to step up and say, sorry, we're not going to play.
Pat Forty with us. He's from Sports Illustrated. They've been pumping out the content, obviously, as college football hangs in the balance. Probably a late night for Pat and company as we see what is going to happen. I did want to leave an avenue because I'm with you. I agreed with some Satterfield stuff. I disagreed with other Satterfield items. I understand his frustration. Let me ask this. As it pertains to leadership, I did want to leave open the door as everyone is mad and emotional, angry, etc. right now, Pat, then maybe the right decisions, the hard decisions are being made, okay? And you just mentioned that. So with Satterfield, something that I mentioned last segment, is this leadership? It could be leadership. It's just not the decision and the outcome that we want. How much of that do you think is out there as well?
For leadership from the conferences? Or
yeah, like if we don't play football, that might be, and I want to play football as much as anybody, that might be the right thing to do, and it is leadership. It's just that as fans and as media and everybody else, we wanted football so badly, we just disagree with the final decision.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But yes, I think ultimately it's probably going to be the right decision, and it will take leadership to get there. And that's, I'll tell you what, and if it comes down to it, if the Big Ten does decide not to play after, you know, steps out first, and they do it tonight, after the coaches within the league and the president of the United States coming out and laying the pressure on, you look at Kevin Warren and say, man, it's your first year as a commissioner, and you've hung in there in a tight pocket. It would be pretty impressive if they do this. Now, we'll see if this backs them down at all. I don't know. But, yeah, I think there's been – now, I don't think there's been a lot of planning, but I think there is some leadership being shown here at this juncture, yes.
Well, I guess I'll ask you because I know you tweeted about it. I mean, you agree on this wholeheartedly. I mean, it's partially his fault. Trump applying pressure does what to decision makers, if anything? What do you think?
Makes them stick their finger down their throat, I would guess. I mean, because are you kidding me? Yeah. As you said, this is the guy. You want to find one person who has done the most to not have a college football season? It's the President of the United States, who just basically blew this whole thing off the whole time and wanted, you know, urged to reopen the country and then watched the virus numbers soar and had no national plan and just set up the nation to fail. And now he wants to jump in here and say, we want to play. And this is the best thing, too. Of course, Trump is the ultimate shut up and play guy. You know, he doesn't want to hear from any athletes. Now, though, when he wants football, oh, here he is retweeting Trevor Lawrence because it's something that he wants, and he knows who it's going to look bad for if they don't play. So, I mean, it is, to me, it's just like, I said, you have got to be kidding. You, of all people now, are going to be on this bandwagon? Really?
And you knew it was getting ready to happen, Pat. You knew it was coming. It was a matter of when, but you knew it was going to happen. Well, I ask this because Ryan Day, head coach there at Ohio State, who I like very much, you know, and this would obviously affect them first and foremost. You know, Ohio State is in that college football playoff picture. He tweeted something to the effect of, you know, we're not going down without fighting. You know, is there anything at this point that could stop the momentum of what inevitably is going to happen? Like anything at all? I would imagine no is probably the answer.
I don't think so. You know, I think the coaches have already voiced these feelings privately, so it's not like, you know, the presidents haven't heard this already. Right. But I mean, no, he came out with something. Franklin came out with something. Harbaugh came out with something. So, you know, it's out there. But here's the problem. Here's the one thing I will fault the Big Ten and the other conferences with. Like, if it's true that the Big Ten has known what it's going to do for nearly a week, and if it had the votes yesterday, if it had 12 out of 14 ready to go, then, man, pull the trigger. Don't let the vacuum occur and let the noise fill the vacuum. And that's what you've done now. You've brought player voices into it. You've brought coaches into it. And you've brought the President of the United States into it, along with a bunch of other politicians. And now you've just set yourself up to make it harder. Have some conviction. Step up. Pull the trigger and keep walking.
Pat Forty with us. Great stuff. Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 105.7 at By Pat Forty. You can follow him on Twitter, SI.com, Sports Illustrated, is where you get the latest up-to-date information. Just a couple more things before we get you out of here. The thought process of other conferences, the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, still playing while other conferences, other Power 5 conferences as well, don't play. Is that something you could see? And if so, how insane? I mean, like, it's not going to happen where like Ohio State could break away and join another conference for a couple months, right? Like, that's just internet fodder, right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, no way. Yeah. No way. I mean, honestly, like Nebraska, that stuff was getting pumped out there. The Big Ten would say, would you please go? Please go. You haven't really done much since you've been in here. And if that's the way you feel, get out. No, I do not see that happening, especially leaving the Big Ten, where, as I said, is the cash cow of all cash cows. You're not walking away from that because you're missing 4 months of football. I refuse to believe anybody's going to do that. This is posturing for the fans,
right?
You know,
right?
Rallying the base to a degree. The interesting thing was, you know, would be to see if the SEC as a whole, or the SEC and ACC as whole, decide, you know, we're just going to do it. We're going to play. I really don't think that will happen, because again, you've got to have presidents that are going to sit there and say, you know, 80% of the country says this is unsafe, but we don't care. We're going to go for it because we like football. I don't see university presidents signing off on that. So it'll be interesting to see as long as they hold out. But right now, I think there's a lot of posturing to make it look like you're trying, to make it look like you care about football, to appeal to the base, appeal to the players. But ultimately, I think the presidents are going to get on these Zoom calls and vote, postpone or cancel.
Okay, a couple more. So like a place like Knoxville or Tuscaloosa or even Lexington, what are Pat Forty's thoughts on, you know, bringing 20, 30,000, 40,000 students from all over the country and sometimes world to have in-person classes and have a college experience? We've already talked with athletes. You can't stop them from partying. And you know, doing college things but not having sports. I mean, that – That's a money grab on a different level, I would assume. Yes? What are your thoughts on that? I'm having trouble with that one, Pat.
It's absolutely a money grab on a different level. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. It would be every bit as defensible as opening up a stadium and having fans in and playing football. But a lot of schools, look, they've got a lot of plans, and I think they're maybe responsible plans, but if you bring back 20 to 40,000 people on a campus, you are asking for major problems, or at least major infection rates. Let's say that. We'll see if those then lead to problems. And given what everybody's, been posturing about, you don't want to do that, but they want the tuition money, they want the enrollment, they want the room and board. Yep. So I would not defend that in any stretch as anything other than a money grab. I will say, college on-campus activity much better than the semester of Zoom classes. So, maybe it's something you at least try. But then if it goes bad, you got to blame yourself for trying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Football in the spring, viable, not viable, silly. I don't know how you play two seasons. The guys that would go to the NFL, it seems like a mess. To me, it seems like fall or nothing. What do you make of if they could try to sell us? Well, it might happen in the spring, also knowing that this virus ain't going away, obviously, in the spring. Let's be honest. We all know that.
Right. No, look, is it possible? Yes. Is it a complete mess? Yeah, probably so. Would it then compromise the 2021 season? Yeah, probably. Like, the easiest solution is just to say, no, we're not going to do it. 2021, we're going to have a normal season.
Right.
But if you try to do it in the spring, you hope you can play to 6 to 9 games. Maybe you have a playoff. Maybe you have bowl games. I think people would try to have those things. But then, yes, what? The number of opt-outs would be, I think, off the charts. And then, yes, what does it do to the next season? Do you have to push back starting 2021 to October? And then are we in this cycle of, just constantly compromising one season after another? And so that's the decisions that are going to have to be made next. If we get to that point, what I would hope is that, the day after everybody cancels, everybody get your rear ends to Indianapolis, sit down together and say, here's the plan. And we're going to come up with a plan in 72 hours, and this is it. It's either we're playing or we're not playing, and this is the plan, and it's the plan for everyone, because we already blew it one time. Let's not blow it again.
Pat Forty with us here. He's from Sports Illustrated. It's ESPN 680-1057. What do you think is the lasting effect? The players getting the power, the we want to play movement, Trevor Lawrence being very vocal, forming a union. I'm sure you've been amused at the same people who tell him to shut up and play football are now retweeting Trevor Lawrence. Of course, the president would be one of those, along with other media members and fans as well. What lasting effect, if we don't play football, is going to be just on amateurism, college football, and everything else? Is there any way to tell?
Yeah, I didn't see the president retweeting the We Are United guys, that wanted some of the revenue and stuff.
Right,
That didn't happen for some reason. But no, I think it's going to be really intriguing what the player movement means going forward. I think that there will have to be greater concessions, I guess that's the right word, more respect given. And I wrote about this, is that one of the reasons we're in this disaster is because they have failed to move quickly on amateurism. They've failed, how many times to recognize it, to get ahead of it, to make moves. But if the players were getting paid some now, and if the players had a union or reps or whatever, I think you could justify a season. But we don't have that because the NCAA's fought it for decades. But I think going forward, that's going to be the thing to watch, is what sort of organization do the players have and how much clout does it have?
What time do you think you'll go to bed tonight? Last one for Pat Forty. I mean, it's going to be a late one probably, right? Let's be honest,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, last night I went to bed at 12:30 and then was wide awake at 5. Yeah. And I'm afraid tonight will probably be similar.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Well, Pat, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Great insight as always. We'll keep in touch and talk to you down the road. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Andy. Good to talk to you.
All right, there we go. Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated here on The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Fantastic stuff. I mean, that's really good stuff. Mitch, I mean, we could probably play then the bonus hour as well. Obviously, we all see it kind of matriculating one way. Now, Mitch, you texted Strebel and I, or I don't know, did you text Strebel?
No, it wasn't me.
I put it in the producer group
message. Gotcha. So what did Bashir say? Because Diener's right now in a tizzy as well. Strebel sees it. Okay, so what happened here? He did something with schools? What's going on with Bashir?
So the main thing is Bashir said he hopes that all schools in the state of Kentucky consider pushing back in-person classes to September 28th.
Look at you. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we, Strebel?
We were.
You don't want to talk about this, do you, right now?
I'm pissed.
Why are you mad?
Because.
You want to go back to school.
Yeah, I want to get back to
normal life.
And we have plans, and we have protocols, and we work with the health department. We're doing everything we're supposed to do. And we have recommendations from the CDC to start school again. The entire state of New York, Cuomo, we're starting school.
Cuomo, bro.
And then we got Cuomo,
bro.
It's just a consideration. Your school doesn't have to follow it.
It doesn't have to, but it's the same thing as college football.
It's going to be pressured.
It's going to be pressured.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It's the exact same thing as what's happening right
gonna,
now with college
It's going to look
football.
Like you don't care about the kids.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right,
he knows what he's doing. He's putting people in a bad situation.
Look at you.
I'm pissed.
Oh, look at this. I'm angry, Mitch.
I'm extremely pissed off.
Diener texts me, goes, as mad as you are today, you have to square it to get to my level right now.
My heart's beating in my
chest. His heart's beating in
like, I'm furious right now. It's probably the maddest you've ever seen me.
Wow!
Like,
do you want to go outside and run it off? Do you want to punch something? Do you want me to get some pillows? I got a mattress down in the basement. You want to punch an old mattress that I have?
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
I took my blood pressure.
Play some Call of Duty? Today. Take your anger out on some 12-year-olds?
No.
A guy called me a camper.
A camper?
He wrote me after in the message and said, you're a bleeping camper.
What does that mean?
And I'm not a camper. I'm the opposite of a camper.
What is a camper?
A camper is when you, like a sniper, like lay down and try to pick people off. You don't run around and have
fun.
Like,
you don't actually, quote, play the game.
Right,
you just sit and shoot people in the video game.
Yes.
And that's all you do. Okay. But you talk about how you go on these missions all the time. You're running through, getting everybody. That dude's a bum.
A mission. Look at you. You're mad right now.
I am mad, man. I am mad. It I don't want to get, like, Diener level mad and, like, start going at people, but I'm right there. Like, I am I'm more on the edge. I'm almost at Mitch level right now.
Wow.
With his disgust with everything going on with the St. Louis Cardinals and Major League Baseball and everything.
But they had a control over that. They decided to be corona spreaders.
Right.
You didn't have a choice over this.
No, we're not having a choice.
This is Lord Bashir.
Yeah, the fiefdom. Yeah. the fiefdom is alive and well over in Kentucky.
Oh, man. How did you find the news?
But let's have Hot Rod Nationals this weekend. We could do that. Let's have Kentucky Kingdom open. How about that? We're going to open everything else up. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about with the football.
Yeah.
Let's have 40,000 people go to Lexington.
Right. And go to school and go to class.
And go to school and go to class.
Football game.
Right.
You can go to Hurricane Bay and spread corona all in the pool and on the slides. You can go ride the roller coasters right next to somebody and breathe on them. But don't have class. Don't have class in a controlled environment.
With masks on,
and partitions and people going through and sanitizing things. We can't do that, but let's go to that kingdom where everyone's peeing all over the bathroom. Let's go there and leaving diapers on the changing tables. That's clean. That's sanitary.
What is it with you and just peeing on the changing tables? Boy, what?
Because if you've never had to deal with one of those changing tables.
I've never. I mean, it looks like hell.
It's hell.
The changing tables, they look like hell.
We would bring, like, plastic.
Oh, you have to.
Never put one of my children bare on one of those.
Bare butt.
Damn things.
Do you put your children's bare butt on the changing table in a restroom, yes or no?
That's a good poll question. Hopefully most people say no because it's so unsanitary. But we can do all these things, but don't have school in a controlled environment where you're working with the health department.
Here's the only thing I'll give Bashir credit on, and I'm not taking a side here because I agree with you guys, is he'll come out and explain his decision and stand in front of you.
Yes.
College football won't.
No, I'll give him credit for that.
That's how cowardly the Big Ten is. Yes. That's how cowardly all these different institutions are.
Yeah.
They won't even do that.
No.
You can't even get a thought on what some of these ADs think.
No,
right?
These clandestine
meetings. At least Bashir will stand up there. That's the only thing.
He's up front.
That's the only thing. And I agree totally with you guys. Obviously, I don't have a dog in the fight on this one at all, so I'm not nearly as passionate. When was it supposed to be now?
He said the first 6 weeks. The Jefferson County Public Schools said they're going to do first 6 weeks NTI, and then
when to when? That's got to be coming up here, right?
That's coming up starting next week.
Next week,
and they're going to do 6 weeks NTI. But he was like,
a little over a month and a half.
That was just JCPS. The rest of
now
the state,
it's everybody.
Now it's everybody. He's recommending.
Now he wants it to be. Yeah, but you knew that was.
Well,
This is the problem, though.
You keep pushing the same damn thing.
Make a decision.
He said, "We'll push back to the third week of August." So he said, "Okay, we'll push back to the third week of August," and that's next week. It's the third week of August. That's what he said 2 weeks ago. Now, September 28th. It's the same damn thing that happened back when this crap started. Well, after spring break, we can go back to school. Well, actually, we'll go back May 1st. Well, actually, we're not going to have school. Just, dude, come out and just shut it the hell down. Quit giving everybody false hope. Make a damn decision.
Well, nobody can
stick
do that.
With it.
No, people are struggling with decisions right now. There's no doubt about it. And again,
do your damn job. Do your damn job. We elected you to do a job. Your job's not to.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. Yeah, but these people in Kentucky elect you to do a job, not to keep kicking the damn can
Vannetti, you
down the road.
You hear me, Vannetti?
It's barf worthy. Just barf worthy. We can't do anything. Like, but you're right. As a society, people are idiots. And this is where it leads us. Thank you, America, that can't follow a damn recommendation.
Nothing. No. This is what I'm saying. This is why a month ago I was mad. This is why I opened the show today mad. By the way, I'm glad, and Mitch, I hope you are, that Strebel's taken over because I yelled for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And now you're yelling.
I'm yelling, and I was passionate about college football, but I just had a feeling this was going to happen today.
Oh, you knew it was going to happen.
I knew it was going
to
happen.
You knew when he did that to JCPS and the numbers continued to be high.
Right.
You knew this. I mean, come on.
I know,
come
but
on.
It's still that you know, you have an
you
orientation
were you were
last
hoping.
Week.
Right.
And
well, that's just like the schedule.
That's exactly right.
It's just like the SEC and ACC
it
giving
gave
you the
little
schedule.
Taste.
It did.
A little taste of normalcy.
It
and I
did.
Got to stand up in front of parents and feel like a teacher for the first time since March, and it's been taken away. And I'm going to have to go home and tell my kids that you can't go to school, and they're going to
they're happy.
No, they're not.
They're going to be happy.
Kellen was depressed. The first
well,
2 months.
Well, show them Jennifer Aniston video. What? You want to
show them? Yeah, I'll show
some videos of Jennifer
Aniston.
You know
what? Aniston? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home, but he's going to watch
Meet
the
OnlyFans.
Miller. We're the Millers.
Yeah,
and he's going to watch her dance on a pole, and it'll make him happy.
What's the movie with the guy from It's Always Sunny? Bad Bosses?
Oh, Horrible Bosses. Charlie Day.
Where she tries to hook up with Charlie Day.
Yes.
That's what you need.
As the dentist orthodontist.
The
yes.
dentist. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Kellen. No school, but here's Jennifer Aniston in
being sexy.
In underwear.
Some good scenes.
Yeah, it is.
Texter, people are scared of litigation. Say it.
Then say it. Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. People are scared of being sued. I understand that. Then say it. Then quit dangling a carrot in front of everybody, just throwing it away. And here's the next carrot.
Right. And college football is very guilty of this. Texter, did James run out of breath? What does his Apple Watch say his heart rate is?
It says check. I got to check my rings. It just buzzed.
Oh, did it?
Check my rings. Yeah.
Uh-oh. You okay? You working out right now?
Yeah.
What's it saying?
Okay. So if I go to my heart, get out of here, Papa John's email. Okay.
You could probably turn that
notification off. It's not too bad. 77 beats per minute 5 minutes ago, and then look how much it's risen.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Look at
yeah,
it.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, my God. Oh. What a day. What a bleeping day.
Texas says, what's going to happen if they cancel college basketball? I mean, what do you think they're going to do with college basketball?
They can't put them in a bubble.
What do you think they're going to do with college? Yeah, they can't put him in a bubble.
Yeah, people put him in a bubble. That's not feasible.
Yeah, I mean, college basketball right now is not going to happen.
Yeah.
You should prepare. You should. And we had our hopes up for many months with football. I would say I was starting to lose hope. I mean, July 4th weekend when it started to hit, and then on, I was like Mark Emmert praying that there would be a magical pill that would change things. But right now, I'm ready for no college basketball.
Yeah.
If you ask me my truth, do you think we'll have college basketball? I would say no. We wouldn't. And if we do, it's going to be January to the very earliest, and that would be it. I mean, this just the notion that we're going to get a vaccine in here, and that's going to—I mean, that because that's what they want now.
We're at a point where it's vaccine or nothing,
or bust.
We're at a point where it's vaccine or nothing, and it's not a question of if we're going to get a vaccine because it'll happen. It's now when, and not only when, how successful is that vaccine going to be? And people need to understand something too. The vaccine doesn't mean coronavirus disappears. It's going to be with us probably for the rest of our lives. It's not going anywhere. That's another facet that people, I don't think, are understanding, at least for the next couple decades. It's not just going to vanish.
Texas says, Pat 40, typical journalist, liberal lefty. Does he really think Trump sent the nation to fail? He did. He did a bad job. It's okay to say that.
Yeah, it was but a bad
not,
job.
He doesn't know who you are. You can vote for him in Kentucky or not vote for him. Guess what? Your vote doesn't matter that much. I hate to be the one in Kentucky or Kentucky and Louisville. They call it at 5 o'clock. It's a red state in Kentucky. It's a red state in Louisville. We know that. Mitch McConnell's going to win big.
Yeah.
Like, do I need to break this down? We know what's going to happen.
There's only a few states where the votes matter.
No, it's okay. It's okay. to treat a politician the way we treat athletes, and yeah. that's fine, and that's or coaches, and that is the case here. The federal government is the highest percentage to blame, along with citizens bucking the system, mm-hmm. and we get what we get. Schools are the way we are because we now put the decision-making process into Bashir. We put the decision-making process into Greg Sankey, okay?
Or
John Swofford and this Bowlesby, and this is what we get.
Yeah, this is where
we are. This is what we get. Let's take a break. We're late for one. It could be a bad week for Kentucky. I want to get into that. Louisville loses a recruit, and we'll continue the nonsense. Great stuff from Pat 40. We take a break. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Monday. It's ESPN Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't think Biscuit knows anything about any of this. I think fairly few.
No, he does, because like, he tweets me whenever, and all these jabberonis tweet me whenever they're ordering fajitas or like trying to flex their food.
What's a jabberoni?
And James Strebel.
You know what jabberoni is?
No, I don't.
It's jabroni.
Jabroni. I think you mean jabroni.
Jabberoni.
Jabberoni.
That's fantastic.
Imagine if The Rock
that
said
makes
jabberoni.
That makes me happy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back at it here on this Monday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you in the Papa John's studios. Got you until 6 o'clock. A little bonus hour coming your way then. Oh, what are we going to do the rest of the show?
I don't know.
I'm tired out. It's 4:40. It's 4:41. There's no schools. There's no college football. Right?
It's exhausting. I mean, I know there's a lot of stories out there that we get to over the weekend, and the Bryce Hopkins and Kenny Payne.
Well, I was going to get to Bryce Hopkins here, actually.
Okay, good. We can talk about it.
If that is
that'll
okay.
make me happy. It'll lighten my mood.
Well, first, before we do that, we usually ask Mitch how his weekend was, but we had to dive into all the nonsense today. So Mitch played Red Dead Redemption. He named his horse like Windy or something like that. Or what did you do?
Daydreamer?
Daydreamer?
No,
Nightdreamer?
My original horse's name was Daybreak, but my new horse's name is Morning Glory.
Morning Glory, that's it. I knew something like that, Daybreak of Morning Glory.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's fantastic.
I had a fine weekend. I went to the driving range with your boy Pat.
Patty Ice?
Patty oh. Ice, yeah.
Wow,
we went
really?
To the driving range together, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, how was that?
It was all right. My shoulder hurts because I hit like 200 balls. I'm trying to get better for ultimately when, yeah.
Yeah,
ultimately, when I actually get invited to a friend's golf weekend, that I actually don't suck.
So what happened on your golf yes. weekend that was supposed to happen? Did the guys just cancel? Did the girlfriends get in the way?
No,
what happened?
I had my weekends messed up, so I think I think we're doing it this weekend. And this past weekend, they're up in Indianapolis for some odd reason. I don't know. Some of my friends were.
Oh, I got a little guys thing on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Just a little cookout. Pool
really?
Party deal with a couple of my buddies. Yeah, just
look
two.
At that.
Yeah, so I got a little weekend to look forward to as well.
Texas says somewhere Locke is screaming at the wall at Spectrum about the Big Ten. Texter says, have you guys talked about Donovan Mitchell? Did you see that?
He was good.
No, did you see the IG? Mitch, did you see the IG?
I was informed of it like 20 minutes ago.
Another leak?
Yeah, so what happened?
IG leak?
So you didn't see it either then, Mitch?
No.
You don't know what happened?
I was unplugged all week. Like, I don't have Twitter anymore.
Like, good. That's good for a radio producer. That's going to keep you locked in.
I'm going to have to re-download it.
Yes. Why are you off Twitter? Just because of Cubs fans? Because
of Cardinals?
Just the whole, like, I just need a break. I just need a break. When Cardinals baseball comes back, I'll re-download it.
Yeah, but it's their fault. They're COVID spreaders.
No, it's not.
It is their fault.
They're the ones that got it.
For their outbreak, they have been less than...
With the information they are given, it is not their fault. They all tested negative before they got into a plane to go to Minnesota, but in reality, one of the people was positive, but they tested negative, and it spread throughout the plane. And then they tested for 2 days straight negative while they're in Milwaukee, and MLB gave them the okay to travel, and then it turned out one of them was positive. So if you're going to blame anyone, blame testing and the MLB, not the Cardinals.
Well, testing has been the most accurate.
Texas says, I tried listening today at 10. Where's Locke? Did he get COVID? Yes. Texas says, the ACC is moving forward.
Locke, yes.
That's how Texas Scat says it.
How many heaters did Mitch have this weekend?
Ooh.
Did you crush a couple heaters at the range with Patty Ice?
Not the range, but I did crush one heater. Friday was like my chill, like drink some bourbon, listen to some music, go outside, crush a heater. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Are you still working on those? What was your brand?
What was your brand?
It was Redbucks. They don't make them
Redbucks.
Anymore.
Redbucks. That's right. Redbucks were the brand.
That's what you're smoking is Redbucks?
No, they don't make those anymore.
Oh, I was about to say. Gotcha. So what are you smoking?
Camel?
I don't know. It's just some filters.
Mitch,
you know what brand
what
it
brand
is.
What brand do you smoke?
Stop it. Just tell us.
Just tell us.
We already know you smoke heaters.
It's GT something.
I mean, I have a buddy who smokes like the dirt cigarettes. These
are filtered cigars. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Like Black and Milds?
Kind of, yeah, but not Black and Milds.
But they had the little plastic tip at the end.
Yeah, do they have a tip at the end?
No, they don't have a plastic tip.
They don't have the tip at the end?
No.
No.
Okay.
You ever smoked Backwoods cigars? You ever smoke those?
Are they peach flavored?
No, they're like...
No, I mean, Mitch, are they grape flavored?
No, there's no flavor. It's just a cigar, but it's like a cigarette. It's just a filtered cigar.
Huh. I've never heard of those.
Yeah, because Callaway County.
Yeah, well, good
Texas
point.
Says, hey, Mitch, if the Cardinals take a plane to get milk.
No,
anyway,
they go play baseball.
About Donovan Mitchell, here's what happened. You know, he's in the bubble.
Yeah? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You know what guys might be missing in the bubble?
Ladies.
Yes.
Lady companionship.
Yes. He briefly went on Instagram Live, like a couple seconds. And it was just all black, and it was like 2-3 seconds. And if you listen, it sounds like there's a moan.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to hear? Take your headset off. Hey,
how do people
on.
Catch this?
Because people got nothing to do. Yeah. We got nothing to do, Mitch. We have no lives anymore.
If it's only
there's no school. There's no football. Because he went live on IG Live. That's how people saw it. But it logs the story, doesn't it, Mitch?
Yeah.
All right, well, there it is. Well, hang on just a second. You have your headset off. Well, hang on just a second. I'm trying to find this now. Here we go. By the way, well, we'll get into that. I have a Jack Harlow item. So people are saying, is this guy doing what it sounds like he's doing? Here we go. I'm going to play it for Strebel. I'm not going to play it on the air because there is a moan. Maybe a moan. Put your headset on so people can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a moan, isn't it?
He was not by himself. He was not.
Have you not seen it, Mitch?
It's either that or, like, he's cleaning something. You know,
He's not cleaning a damn thing.
He's cleaning something.
Do you want me to send it to you, Mitch? Have you not seen it?
No, yeah, I've not. I obviously just heard it, but.
You can't see anything. No, there's no visual at all. It's just the moan in the background.
There's a moan.
Oh boy, yep.
Donovan's got his gophers out there trying to subvert the bubble.
Yeah, but where you at, Blankenbaker?
Yeah, where you at, Blankenbaker?
Crush
your guy.
Yeah,
breaking protocol.
He's breaking protocol.
Yes,
Devin Booker's not breaking protocol. Davis isn't breaking protocol.
Jamal Murray.
Well, Jamal Murray might be breaking.
He might be, but settle down. He was shining bright on Saturday night, though. Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell were.
Texas says you could hear it on the stream. Yeah, but that's why. Yeah, exactly. Texas says Buddy smoked a brand that he got near Nolden Lake. Texas says, does Mitch smoke Swishers?
Ooh, Swisher Sweets. I remember those.
In high school I did, not anymore.
I would love to see Mitch in high school because, you know, he's a little different than the Mitch we know. The Mitch in high school was different than the Mitch we know on the radio.
Texas says, I think it's a porno in the background.
Okay, yeah, he's not cleaning anything. Yeah, I just listened to it.
Yeah. What did you think he was cleaning? Like doing some dusting? Who cleans a hotel room?
Oh, well, no, like when you're like rubby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's rubbing like, what?
It's like when you like sit down and it makes like a fart noise. And people are like, did you fart? And you're like, no, it's the chair. It sounded like one of those types of noises.
No, but then I listened to it. The words were spoken.
But
the chair doesn't speak when you sit on it.
Does the chair say, oh, God?
Oh, God. Yes. The chair doesn't say. Now, it might, when I sit in it, you know, about 75 pounds ago, the chair may have said, oh, God, when I sat up. But normally, that's not what happens. I think our guy, Mr. Mitchell, was having a little extracurricular activity fun in the hotel room in Disney.
God bless him.
I'm not going to throw stones.
I ain't hating at him.
No. If he can figure out a way, good for him. But now does he have to quarantine?
Texas says, is it easy to accidentally go live on IG? It's a great question.
It happens all the time.
It really is a good question.
I mean, it happened with Jamal Murray. It happened with Donovan Mitchell. It happened with Tyler Ulis. I mean, it's like.
It happened with Tyler Ulis?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, am I forgetting that?
You may be, but there I think it was either his sophomore season, like right after he had a little Instagram Live movie that got out and was quickly stopped. I remember it being a thing.
Well, now I'm looking for it.
A movie?
Well, like an Instagram Live, like yeah, a video.
He was cleaning something.
Yes, he was cleaning. Yes, he was. He had his dustpan and his broom. He had his broom.
He was cleaning. There's moaning and an oh god. Maybe he was just dusting.
It did sound like that the first time he played it in my headphones.
There was no lights. What's he cleaning in the dark?
I'll think.
And Andy told you it's in the dark.
Oh, man. Daxter, maybe it was just a team physician doing a checkup. Daxter says it's called Vapor Lock, Mitch. What's Vapor Lock?
What are we talking about?
I have no idea. Do you actually think it was an actual person? It's got to be. He's got to be watching the video.
No, he's got to be.
You think these NBA guys are not? Think how easy it would be. They don't have the hotel, right? Like how easy it would be to pay one of these security guards. These guys got all the money in the world. You can hand a security guard $500.
Yeah.
It'd be nothing.
Just, hey, man, look the other way.
Yeah, look the other way.
Yeah, that's what happened at Monardi Hall.
You gotta like. I've been watching like these videos. They have like these wristbands. You got clock it. Like whenever, anytime you enter a building, you have to like clock in. They track who's in the building
these
at all times.
Guys figure ways out, Mitch.
Yeah.
I'll
give you a great example. I had a buddy, that went to Atlanta when big Louisville fan when Louisville won the national title. Did not have tickets. He went to Atlanta, and had like some sort of dummy ticket. He handed it to it was like a side entrance. Mm-hmm. He handed it to the guy with a $50 bill under it.
Oh.
The guy saw it and let him in. And the next day he did the exact same thing with the exact same guy.
Boom, there you go.
Right? How about that?
It's not hard. It's not difficult.
What's that guy going to do? Get in trouble? No, he's made $100.
Right, exactly. And you know what? You just find the right person. There's always one person you can find that you can work a deal out with.
Like when the PGA was here, that's the one that Rory won. Now he's a bum who only Lachlan McClain likes. Tiger was here. Stillman and I followed Tiger for like 8, 9, 10 holes.
Oh, nice.
Like inside the inside the ropes. It was like me, Stillman, Pat Forty, Tom Rinaldi.
Oh,
like
wow.
Literally, that's it. All the other media was outside. We just found this old man, flashed him our badge, just kept walking. Done.
And then you're good.
Done. Yeah, you just got to find the right guy.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe he's cleaning something. Yes, there's a lot of cleaning lady, hotel maid. There's a lot of that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I see it. I see you, Jason Ann's polishing. I know. I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing everything that's coming down on the UPS jobs text line.
That we cannot read on air.
Texas says there's a reason the NBA won't go back to Vegas for the All-Star weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be it, too. We'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. 437-9680. We'll take a break. We'll reiterate some of the things that we said, a couple different questions that I have for the guys, and we'll get you to the top of the hour and get you to the bonus hour at 6 o'clock. 437-9680. It's a take. It's ESPN 680 1057.
Hey, Kentuckiana. Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit COILDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. COIL, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.